But that's a lesson to me to know that my dad didn't give up. He just kept on. He just kept on. He just kept on. But we see here in Acts 18, after these things, Paul departed from Athens and came to Corinth. Now, look what it says in verse 9. Then spake the Lord to Paul in the night by a vision, be not afraid. Why did the Lord tell him not to be afraid? Because he was. But speak and hold not thy peace, for I am with thee, and no man shall set on thee to hurt thee, for I have much people in this city. So he preached the word of God, and all of a sudden here comes Aquila and Priscilla from Rome in verse 2. But I want to talk about, just for a few minutes, the presence of God. You don't have to quit. Now, what I'd like to address is, how is it that the Lord presents himself to you so that you can acknowledge his presence? You know, before the flood, you can read about it in Job chapter 21. They said, depart from us. They thought it was of no use to pray to him. And we're finding that all over the place. People think it's not worth it to pray to God. It's not worth it to serve the Lord. It's not worth it to have fellowship with him. It's not worth it to acknowledge his presence. Now, I don't know how many people are here, but I know one thing. There's one more here. Does that make sense? There is one more here. I hope you got what I'm saying. Paul was in Corinth. Corinth was a very difficult place. He was fearing. He didn't know what to do. You had that Roman Greek culture, effeminate and perverted, just like today, what we're seeing going on all across our country here. And here's the Lord showing himself to the Apostle Paul. We just read it in verse 9. So it says here, be not afraid, but speak and hold not thy peace. There's assurance. For I am with thee, there's his presence. And no man shall set on thee to hurt thee. There's the protection. For I have much people in this city. There's purpose. When God manifests himself to you and me, he will give you assurance. He will give you a dose of his presence. And he will give you protection. And he'll give you purpose. And so, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, just pray that you'll speak to our hearts. Help us to understand more about your presence. We ask and pray for the edification of your people, salvation of souls, and God, you'd get all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, now, point number one, how is the Lord with you? How is the Lord going to manifest himself to you? Or what has he done to show himself to you? Well, number one, when he saved you, he spiritually circumcised you. And of all places that's mentioned, let's go to Colossians chapter 1. It says, Christ in you, the hope of glory, and in the day of Laodicea. Do you know the word Laodicea is mentioned 5 times in the book of Colossians? We are the Colossians of the 20th century, 21st century. It mentions Laodicea 5 times there. And of all places, he says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And not only that, in chapter 2, he talks about a spiritual circumcision. Chapter 2, verses 11 through 14. What happened when you got saved, which is not much preached today, that he cut the body of your sins from your soul so that those sins cannot take you down to hell. You're not going to hell because when you got saved, he spiritually circumcised you, so he abides, his very presence is in you forever because of that spiritual circumcision. That didn't happen in the Old Testament. That's why you got people thinking you could lose your salvation. They're reading something in the Old Testament, or they're getting something out of the book of Hebrews, or they're getting something out of the book of Revelation, or they're getting it somewhere that's contradicting what the Apostle Paul says, especially to the Laodicean church, well, Colossians, where he says, Christ in you. And then right after that, in chapter 2, he talks about that spiritual circumcision because he has taken abode in your soul for all eternity because of that operation. And it wasn't a robot that operated on me over 40 years ago. That was an operation that was 100% complete and no error because of that spiritual circumcision. So he's with you in his very presence. He can't leave you. That's good to know. You know how many people in this town here probably think you can lose your salvation? How many of you have met people that thought they could lose their salvation? It's all over the place. You know, if you could lose it, then where's the comfort? Where's the assurance of God's love? And if there's any reason why you and me ought to serve the Lord is because he loves you for all eternity. For all eternity? Man, that's a dose of love. A dose of the power of God lasts you for billions and billions and billions of years. Whew. All right, so he's with you in his presence. Number two, he's with you. Well, let me say this. David Livingston, as a young missionary, had to deal with tribesmen that one day surrounded his hut, and they were going to kill him. And one day they did not kill him. And he was wondering why, and eventually some of those tribesmen got saved, and he asked one of those tribesmen, "Why did you not kill me on that particular day?" And they said, "Because we saw 47 armed soldiers around your hut." And David Livingston said, "I didn't know of any soldiers armed or protecting me around my hut." So he goes back home on furlough, and a guy comes up to him with a prayer book, and he calls the date. It was 1851, January something. And William Carey, David Livingston says, "So what of it?" He said, "We had a prayer meeting that night, and we had 47 men show up that night." 47 men? Are you kidding me? You say, what is that? I guess it's just the presence of God. That's the presence of God. That's how God is going to manifest himself to you. And so, number two, he is with you. Now, let's go back to Acts 18 and come back to our text. Acts 18, in verse 2, and found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, lately come from Italy, and with his wife Priscilla, because that Claudius had commanded all Jews to depart from Rome, and came unto them. So here's Paul coming from Athens to Corinth, from east to west, and here's Aquila and Priscilla in Rome. They're coming from the west to east. Did Paul know that he would meet them too? No, he didn't. Did they know that they would meet the Apostle Paul? No. What is that? That's God manifesting himself in the providence of God. That's God's providence looking out for his own people. God would use anti-Semitism in Italy. We just read it here. They just came from Rome and came to Corinth. God used the negative to kick those two out of Rome to come to Corinth and meet the Apostle Paul, and Paul didn't know it. God, in his providence, will send the right people into your life. That's the providence of God. When you and I are playing, we used to play Chinese checkers, you know, worse than a Chinese fire drill, amen? when we're playing checkers, folks, he's playing chess, okay? You're taking one step, he's already taken 100 steps ahead of you. That's the love of God for his child. And we're no different from the Apostle Paul. That's God in his character, in his providence, that manifests itself to you, telling you, "I am with you." And you and I need that in these last days. All right, thirdly, I'm moving on. God is with you in his people. Okay, we're not going to go to the places. You've got Epaphroditus that was brought into Paul's life. You got Silas and Timothy that were brought into Paul's life. You've got Gaius and Aristarchus, men of Macedonia, Paul's companions in travel. You've got Justus and Crispus in that very chapter of our text. You've got Gallio. You've got these people. And if you and I made a long list of all the people that God has brought into your life, that is God and his presence showing you, "I'm with you." And you and I can make a long list, and it's only by the grace of God through other people that have helped you even to come here tonight to church. Amen. And we cannot take those things for granted. These people that you see here, a relative, a brother, a boy or a girl at a distance, and they're seeing if daddy and mommy are still coming to church. And you know, God brings those people into our lives to help us because we do need other people. Paul needed others. Two's better than one. Paul always had other people around him because he needed that. The guy's a loner and he's all by himself. Boy, you're set up for a target for Satan. You don't want to separate yourself and get away from a local New Testament Bible-believing Baptist church. You don't want to do that. And you say, well, I've been hurt. Well, welcome to the hurt society. Amen. Who hasn't been hurt? Good night. And so that's how the Lord manifests his presence to you. First of all, in his very person. Secondly, in his providence. Thirdly, in his people. And so, fourthly, in his power. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 1:18. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Boy, you just talk about the Lord and watch what happens. You start talking about Jesus and you see what happens. You know, I get in an elevator, and they say, you going down? And they say, yeah, we're going down. I said, well, I'm glad I'm not going down to hell. One lady said, we go into a restaurant. She said, are you a veteran? I said, yeah, I'm a veteran. Of course, I knew what she meant, but I told her, well, I've been serving the Lord as a missionary for over 30 years, you know. I thought she'd give me a deal on a meal or something, you know, but, you know. And then I go into Cracker Barrel. They say, do you have rewards? I said, I hope I'll be getting some rewards someday. And that opens up a conversation. And you see, folks, I carry. You see, I'm fast on the draw. You see, I'm carrying. And so I tell my wife, Golly, I say, don't buy me a shirt without pockets because right here I carry. And I let people know about the Lord Jesus Christ. We just had lunch with Pastor Leithley, Pastor's son, and the waitress, she's talking. And I said, ma'am, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ? She said, oh, yeah. I said, are you saved? And she said, yeah. I said, well, here's a pastor of a local church, and I gave her a tract from that church. And you never know what the Lord can do with the Word of God. You never know. I gave a woman at a cash register a tract, and 20 years later, her husband comes up to me and says, are you Perry Demopoulos? I said, yes, sir. He said, I thank you. You gave a tract to my wife. I said, who's your wife? He said, do you remember about 20 years ago in a Winn-Dixie, you gave a woman a tract? I said, yes, I do. I said, she got saved. Just because I wanted to go and get some apples. And for the sake of an apple, I gave a tract to a woman. She got born again. So go buy some apples tonight. Give someone a tract. All right, we're going to quit. So the resurrected power, that's how God manifests himself to you, by the power of God in your walk. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. You've got the power. I talk about these power lifters and these muscle men. They got muscles, and now women. Boy, I tell you, that is so gross. I'd be afraid to say something wrong to them. They pop me in the face and put me out. You know, the muscles coming out of, it's gross. They got muscles coming out of their ears. I'm thinking, good night. Do they do ear lifting? I don't know what they're doing. But, you know, and then the promises of God. God manifests himself in his promises. The promises of God are yea and amen. And the Bible talks about the law of faith. And when you take those promises and claim them by faith, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, and you get these prayer promises in your heart and in your mind and in your soul, and you live by that, and you watch the Lord manifesting himself to you. You take that little step of faith. He might not answer like you want him to, but I'll guarantee you, and you probably know well enough, that he'll do a whole lot better than you can even ask or think. Amen? The power of God and his promises for you and me in the last days of Laodicea. Let's acknowledge the Lord's presence and not quit. and carry on for our Lord and Savior. Thank you, Pastor Leakley. Appreciate your time, folks, and your ear. God bless you.